I'm Frances Cook. Welcome to Making Sense, where we make your money simple every week, supported by KiwiBank. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but also one of the most expensive. So I figured it was time to cut through all of that and get some community wisdom on how to actually have a good time for less money. You guys came through with some awesome tips and tricks on everything from saving on food to getting good presents and even getting more money coming in the door to fund it all. So here it is, how your fellow Making Sense listeners make Christmas a good time instead of an expensive time. Here we go. We're going to start off with the presents section. And you guys had so many great tips and tricks on places to find presents, ways to divvy it up so that it all was a bit easier on the wallet. So, first few comments. Start buying gifts in September and October to spread the financial load. And I love that. Sometimes it is just about making the spending a little less lumpy, right? That can really work. Another one says, we do a gift exchange with family, but it's just one present, up to $20, and secondhand. Now, I've got to say, secondhand came through as a tip that was just massive. And I am here for this. People who've been around for a while know that I love secondhand. I did that challenge back in 2020 where I only bought secondhand clothes for the year because I am vain and clothing was too big of a spend for me. And honestly, I've just never gone back. I just love a secondhand store. I've got quite good at finding the good stuff there. So more on this, look at op shops, buy things on clearance, only buy for kids, adults don't need presents. I mean, I quite like a present, but I smell what you're stepping in there. I understand. Another one, op shop gifts. You can get beautiful unused vases to fill with flowers or lovely plates to gift home baking. That's really smart. See, this is op shop gifting with a strategy now. Because there are so many vases and plates in op shops and they're beautiful. And this way, if you've got some beautiful home baking, even if you may be sort of an average home baker, everyone likes a little baked treat. So, you know, take the pressure off yourself. But even if you're average, they're getting a great plate out of it, a great platter. Brilliant. Another commenter, Christmas gifts this year have to be either secondhand or op shop or handmade. No Temu. Yes, no Temu at all. This is the thing. I've had so many people say to me, you know, when I'm doing a budgeting segment on radio or TV or whatever, and they'll say, you know, how do you choose between spending more and getting good quality? And I truly don't think you have to choose. It's just about being smart. Secondhand is the way that you get the good quality for less cost. I have found so many things still in their original packaging. Price tag still on, all still sealed up, but it's a literal tenth of the price because someone got it and then changed their mind and just donated it, or they were gifted it and they didn't want it, so they donated it. I personally, if that was me, I'd be reselling it, but there are plenty of people out there who just donate that sort of stuff, so take advantage of it. You do not need to be getting trash from Temu that will fall apart in a week and, or maybe even not be good at the first place. You know, the stuff that turns up and it doesn't look anything like the image on the website. Secondhand, you don't have that problem. Secondhand toys, the kids will never know. And I love this because the kids may or may not know, but I don't think they care either way. So I took my oldest to pick out a present for a baby that was having their first birthday. So I said to him, you know, we're going to go pick a present for the baby and you need to help me with it. So I was more concerned about whether he was going to be able to buy a gift for another child without wanting it for himself. He's three. So, you know, that whole caring about other people is not all that developed yet. So I took him to the local hospice shop. And he actually did a really good job. I was so proud of him. He genuinely picked out a present for someone else, knew it was for someone else, and was fine with that. But then he also found a big old police car that he really wanted, and he does love anything police paraphernalia. Found himself a big police car, and it was $2. And he said, "And this one for me, Mama?" And, you know, big eyes. "Thank you so much, my love. I can't resist that. And you know it." But it was $2. And that has stuck around. That was about a year ago. That big old police car has stuck around and stuck around and stuck around as one of his favorite toys. So great cost per use on that. And it was entirely secondhand. To my eyes, it looked pretty battered and beaten up, but he loves it. So yeah, kids do not mind secondhand presents, whether or not they know that it's secondhand. Back to the tips and tricks. Plants as gifts. Look for self-seeded natives, take cuttings, foraged seeds, and pot them up. So you've clearly got more green thumbs than I do, but I love that. Another one, make gifts and ornaments. Kids especially love this. How brilliant is that? Also, that's an awesome memory to be putting on the tree each year. My kids' daycare makes ornaments each year, and they often have a little image of photo. There we go. Sorry, it's... It's a Friday afternoon when I'm recording this, so my brain is not all there. But they have a photo of the kid, and then they get the kid to decorate it, and it can be turned into a beautiful Christmas tree ornament. And actually, we really treasure those. They're so cool. So that's a nice memory to put on the tree each year. Now, lots of people recommended Secret Santa on the presents, and I'm all about this. So we are doing Crafty Secret Santa. $30 budget for materials, and the gift is handmade. Another person says Secret Santa, so you don't have to get presents for everyone. And I love Secret Santa because you can also do the Secret Santa where you can steal. So A, you're only buying one present, but you can also steal other people's presents. That really adds to the fun. One of my favorite cheese boards I stole off my mother-in-law during a Secret Santa a few years ago. She was miffed, but that's what you get. My poor mother-in-law, she puts up with a lot. There are some re-gifting tips where people say we should re-gift, but it can be too obvious sometimes. And here's the problem. Another person commented, 10 plus years ago, I re-gifted something and the original gifter was there, and that still haunts me. So re-gifting, I think, with a strategy. Make sure you're in entirely different friend groups if you're re-gifting, or that the person is okay with it. Maybe they're a very understanding person and they don't mind you re-gifting. But re-gifting with a strategy, I think, is what comes out there. Another person says, we just buy for one person in my family, so you can actually spend money on getting one nice gift. That is, I think, key. Concentrate the resources instead of buying, you know, something little for everyone and it maybe ends up being, you know, trash or they won't really use it. One nice gift per person. This is another reason why Secret Santa can be great. Obviously, set the budget on the group that you're doing the Secret Santa with, but you're concentrating the resources instead of $5 for everyone. Another strategy that came through, communication is key, I think, with these presents. So if doing gifts, normalize asking for exactly what you want, like the specific item. Love that. Be clear. Buy one thing for the whole family instead of individual gifts, such as board games, etc. Another person says, talk. Be clear on expectations and budget. I quite like this one. Tell your family you hate capitalism and make everyone do things like offer babysitting. I'm so with you on that one. I mean, obviously I don't hate capitalism, but you know, to each their own. And the offering services, I actually think is so great. If someone offered me babysitting, oh, brilliant. I mean, I tend to steal that from the grandparents year round, but you know, I'd take babysitting from anyone, anytime. There is actually, there's been a few studies on the reasons why, you know, we've all heard money doesn't buy happiness, right? And one of the reasons that you can, it's not necessarily always going to happen this way, but you can, as you have more money, become unhappier. One of the reasons that can happen is because you start solving your problems with money. You pay for services. instead of exchanging favors with other people. So you might pay for a babysitter instead of getting the grandparents to do it, and in exchange, you help them in the garden that weekend. Speaking from experience. You know, and while it is very helpful, obviously, to have money to solve some problems, when you do it too much with everything instead of exchanging favors, you start to lose your community ties. And community ties are super important for people to have that sense of well-being. So just saying, if you're offering services or favors to people as a Christmas present, that's actually lovely, and it will probably pay off all through the year because you've got those close ties with people. I think that's brilliant. All right, some specific tips here for kids, because of course Christmas is massively about the kids, right? I think they're probably the main ones that we want to make it special for. So first up on this one, I do want, need, wear, read for kids, and then write it down. That way you know what you're getting. Brilliant. Want, need, wear, read came through as a really common tip, and I think that's a brilliant way to stop yourself from overloading the kids with presents. I understand wanting to spoil kids, but you can actually overwhelm them with too many things, so they actually don't enjoy it that much, and they get a bit dazzled by it all and a bit stressed. And I think drilling it down into those categories, especially if you talk with the wider relatives and say, hey, we're doing want, need, wear, read. Which one of those categories do you want to take, and divvy it up amongst different relatives? I think that can be really helpful. Another commenter says, your kids love you more than any amount of toys. Your presence is their present. You don't need to go into debt for Christmas to be great. Absolutely agree on that. I know it can be hard sometimes to get everyone together for Christmas. You might have work commitments or everything like that. But as much as you can, when you're able to give that time to your kids, that is obviously what they would prefer, I think, a lot of the time. Okay, and coming back to the idea of community again, this one is cute. We did a combined activity with the cousins instead of everyone buying presents, tie-dye this year. You'd have to pick the location for that carefully. I feel like that is a location for the grandparents' house, where the grandparents often are a bit more tolerant of a huge amount of mess. I feel like getting all the cousins together to tie-dye everything, there's going to be mess. Make sure everyone stays outside. However, if you pick your location carefully and get everyone together, that does sound like so much fun. And it's that creating memories again instead of stuff, right? That's really cool. I don't know how to tie-dye. Is that tricky? It looks cool. I can imagine a bit of competition as everyone tries to get the best one together. And then here's another. I buy books for all my nieces and nephews. I find there's always a bookstore doing 50% off kids' books. And also, kids love books. There's this golden time in life where books are still really fun before, you know, work and trying to read for all the things you have to do kind of wrecks it a little bit. Kids, I find, often really, really love their books. So that's a brilliant one. Okay, the next section I have vaguely called being organized. So I just want to put this out here. This is for the people who are good at spreadsheets or being organized ahead of time, which many of us may aspire to be. And sometimes we are and sometimes we're not. So this is all coming from a non-judgmental place of, I don't know how good I would be at this either. But if even one of them works for you, that's good. There's a lot of people saying to work on the sales throughout the year. Know who you're buying for and hit those peak sales throughout the year. So people saying, take advantage of Black Friday. That's the best sale pre-Christmas. Buy Christmas stuff on Black Friday before prices go up for quote unquote Christmas deals. Another person says, I start buying a Christmas present each payday from around September. Which is brilliant, isn't it? So you're spreading it out and you're targeting those times when sales are happening. I will say, though, be careful, because I've just seen some info about how many retailers take advantage of Black Friday to make it seem like you're getting a good deal, but you're not necessarily. So there can be things like roller coaster pricing, where they put the price up ahead of time and then they drop it down and say, look, it's 70% off. But it's actually not that cheap because they put the price up ahead of time. That's called roller coaster pricing. There's also yo-yo pricing, where it goes up and down and up and down. And then that just makes it really hard to track overall. So be careful. On that note, someone messaged through and said, compare prices, Price Spy and Price Me. And yes, that is how you get around some of these tricky sales. Even if they're saying it's heaps off, just go to some of those comparison websites, because some of the stores are tricky. This is a whole bunch of people being organized well in advance. One starts with, every day, round down your everyday bank accounts to the nearest dollar. Put the extra into savings for Christmas. Another says, save from January 1st, even a dollar to a separate bank account. Use it for Christmas end of the year. Another person says, it's a pretty basic one, but we've had an automatic payment going into an account every week all year, and it's got enough in it now to have a lovely Christmas without worrying. Which is brilliant. Okay, so this may or may not work for you for this Christmas, because obviously we're getting pretty close now, but you can still start that savings account now or in January, $10 a week, $20 a week, or like they say, round down. So even if it's a few bucks every time, you know, brilliant. I think you can actually do this for everything, not just Christmas. You know, in my newsletter, I have a section, which I so enjoy getting the submissions for this, seeing what everyone's doing with their money. It's brilliant. It's a section with community tips, and people who are subscribed to the newsletter email me and say, hey, here's something I've been doing with my money. It really works for me. And we've got a whole wide range, everything from budgeting to investing. It's fun. Don't forget to sign up to the newsletter. It's linked in the podcast show notes if you want to see these sorts of tips and tricks. I think it's always great to see what other people are doing with their money. It's the money memo. It's on my website, francescook.co.nz. Anyway, one of the most recent newsletters had someone who puts in 10 bucks a week into a treat account. And so when she wants to have a little treat, she's got guilt-free money already put aside. And actually, it builds up pretty quickly. She can go out with some friends, or she can take kids out and have a little treat together, and it's all sorted ahead of time. I just think that's brilliant. You know, she prefaced it by saying, oh, I don't know if this is something that's a good tip with money, but I just like having it. That's a brilliant tip with money. Guilt-free treats. I'm here for it. I love it. Let's do it. Okay, on to food. Now, we ended up talking just food in general on my Instagram, because this is a huge cost for people over Christmas. People might skip the presents, but they always want to get together and see other people. The food can really add up. We all know how nuts the supermarket prices are at the moment. So the food section here is enormous, and there's heaps of good stuff. Okay. Lots of people giving a shout out to the Supermarket Christmas Club. So join Pack and Save Christmas Club in January. Save money throughout the year. Use the Christmas clubs. Pack and Save give you money and have member days where you get 5% off. $20 a week over the year is easier to find than $1,000 in November or December. Another person says, I save all my Woolies vouchers from collecting points all year and use them for the Christmas food shop. I will say, okay, so I've looked into this previously, and a lot of those specific Christmas food hampers, those companies that specifically do that for Christmas, they're often really expensive. However, the supermarket Christmas clubs are often quite a good deal. So make sure you know the difference between those. The specific Christmas hampers, often very expensive. The supermarket Christmas clubs, amazing deal. Some of them, by the time you're finished getting the insider discounts and stuff, you're actually getting more on your money than if you saved it into a term deposit all year. So seriously, shout out to the supermarket Christmas clubs. They're great. Some people had some other tips and tricks on other places to look as well, which were very interesting. Now, I haven't used these, but they sound great. So take them for what they're worth. Quite a few people recommended them. Economies of scale, but Bargain Box Christmas is $299. It says it feeds 8 to 10, but will feed 15. That's brilliant. Christmas food boxes. We do HelloFresh every year. You can pay in October. Use Wonky Box for fresh, cheap, seasonal veggies. Lots of variety instead of the traditional picks, which are more expensive. Brilliant. Okay, so there's some other options for you if you want to look into those. I have had so many people recommend Wonky Box to me as a good way of getting good veggies at a lower price, Christmas or not. Now, in terms of making the food, some great tips coming through on that. Love Food, Hate Waste is a good one for food ideas and making the most of all parts of the food product. Now, if you haven't come across that website before, it's just Love Food, Hate Waste. It's a website. They've got heaps of recipes to make sure that you don't, as they say, waste bits of the food, the things that you might not always get around to using, you know, your crusts of bread and things like that. It's a brilliant website, heaps of recipes on it. I've recommended that before, and it's really quite good. A lot of people saying potlucks for the win. This is a very specific tip, but I like it. Homemade brandy snaps aren't that tricky to make and save lots of money. I can see that being an absolute go-to potluck contribution. Another person says, go for things like roast chicken instead of turkey or ham. Pick a clear theme or menu that highlights a few ingredients rather than an excessive spread of too much. For example, one main protein, a good salad and veggie dish, a grain and carb dish, and then a good dessert. Less is more. That's echoed by the next person saying less is best, good quality and less of it. Another suggestion here says do bougie vegetarian food. That's cheaper than serving multiple meats. Here's a suggestion I can get behind. Christmas yum cha, no dishes, and you can BYO champagne. You had me at no dishes, but you've clinched it with the champagne. Make everyone bring a plate, and don't be afraid to ask for money to help with the big purchases, ham, turkey, seafood. Ask your farmer family for a butchered lamb for Christmas. Now, I love this one because, okay, I know we don't all have farmer family. It's New Zealand, 2 degrees of separation. Many of us will, but not everyone. But I think what you take this for is that importance of community again, right? Don't be afraid to reach out to people who maybe they work at a store that gives discounts and you say, hey, could you pick up these things I need at a discount and I'll pay you back? It's still good because you're getting that discount, right? Or they're really good at making certain things, so you exchange a favor on that. Community can be a huge win for saving money. The last one on the food front, because I had someone who messaged through and said they managed to feed 5 people the entire Christmas day for $100, which was amazing. Someone messaged me and said, good Lord, how? We would spend more than that on berries alone. So this one goes out to you because someone else messaged and said, we do pick your own berries. It's super fun and often much cheaper, which is just brilliant. We're all concerned about the cost of berries, particularly, again, if you're a toddler mum like me. What is it with toddlers and the berry obsession? I'm going to go broke on berries. Now, the last section here is on getting some more money in the door to help with all of this, right? It's one thing to cut back. Of course, if you can get more money in, that's going to be great. So one person messaged and said, sell unused items on Marketplace for Christmas spending money. I've made $180 so far this week. That's amazing. $180 in a week. It's brilliant. I mean, look around your house, right? Everything you own needs to be money. Are you using it all? If you are, that's fine. But if you can have a declutter, someone else gets something that might be turned into a Christmas present. Brilliant. You get more space in your house and some cash. Win, 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 win. Another commenter says, use ShopBack for cashback on online shopping. Brilliant. If you're going to be spending anyway, you might as well be rewarded for it. And lastly, work through Christmas, which might sound like a sad note to end it on, but I did this for years, all through my 20s. I would keep working through the Christmas New Year period. I didn't care. And I'd get time and a half and time and loo. Nice little booster. And I was based in Auckland at the time. Auckland is at its best when it is empty of all the Aucklanders. So everyone else would take off for the holidays. I got the city to myself. Absolutely no traffic on my way in and out of work. Getting paid extra. And then I would have my holiday in February. And I'd still, you know, see the family around Christmas. Christmas Day itself. But it really worked. So there you go. Tips and tricks from the community of how to make Christmas time a little bit easier. I hope there was at least something in there that works for you. If even one thing there works for you, that's better than nothing. Maybe there's two or three. Let me know if any of these tips and tricks work out for you. I think it's great when we can all learn a bit from each other. Send me a message, and you can also send me any questions for future episodes. Frances Cook NZ across Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, also heaps more money content on there for you. Don't forget to subscribe to Making Sense so that you never miss a trick with your money. And until next time, have a great day. Just a note before you go. This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.